This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So it is very clear that these people are completely inconsistent when it comes to their standard of prophethood. They apply one standard to Jesus, and when it comes to Muhammad, they completely divorce all those standards. They throw them in the sea. They don't want to talk about them.
What makes Muhammad a prophet? You haven't answered it. You have not answered.
Have you explained?
You answer.
Wait. Let me finish. I listen to you. Can you listen to me now?
Okay. If you said.
Wait. No problem. Don't worry.
He will answer. We'll be here.
We all breathe this air.
Answer the question. What makes Muhammad a prophet?
Answer the question. It's not going to help you.
How long will I ask the question for? Ask the question.
Can I respond?
What makes Muhammad?
Can I respond?
Yes.
Using your criteria, that particular prophecy is specific. He's claiming it's specific. I'm saying it's not. And I'm sure he does not understand.
Adnan, I'm
trying to start.
Answer the question about Muhammad.
Okay.
Answer about Muhammad.
If you want to walk away, you can walk away.
I will walk away if you don't
exactly.
Okay, if you can't have a discussion.
I don't mind.
Why are you struggling?
No, because.
Why are you struggling?
I showed you.
But you don't let me finish.
No. You're going off track again.
No, I'm not. I'm sticking to the topic.
No, you're not.
This is the topic.
No.
Prophecy is the topic we're discussing.
Yes.
Prophecy.
Okay.
Prophecy is the topic we're discussing.
Go back to what
I'm
makes Muhammad.
I'm going back to the
Why
prophecy.
Why do you like to talk about Muhammad? Why do Muslims struggle to talk about Muhammad?
I love Muhammad.
I've gone into my Bible.
I've gone to Isaiah 53.
I've gone throughout the scripture. You're free to go to your Quran.
Free your mind.
Why can you not talk about Muhammad?
Can you remain silent?
Why can you not talk about Muhammad?
Can you remain silent?
No, I can't. I want to know why.
You can't remain silent.
No,
I'm going to talk.
Because you're not responding.
I'm responding.
No, you're not. You're talking about the Bible.
You don't like my response.
No. Because you're changing the subject.
Okay.
So the question specifically.
The question is, what makes Muhammad a prophet?
Yes, I want the answer.
And I am asking, what is a prophet?
So you're going to answer
and we're still discussing that.
It's the same thing.
So what is a prophet?
It's the same thing.
What is a prophet?
No.
What
I've
is
answered
a prophet?
You have over and over
you have not answered
I've answered you over and over again.
Can we
and you can answer
them?
It.
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you is this, right? What I'm saying to you is this, yeah?
Can we time them?
Initially, I asked you the question. This is summarized.
Carry on. You're going to repeat it 10 times.
No, we're going to summarize.
Don't run away.
I've asked you the question. I've said, what makes Muhammad a prophet?
And I asked, what do you mean by prophet?
Let me respond. You've said, I know what you said. You've said to me, okay. It's a fair question, but you've said to me, okay, what makes a prophet? Okay, you need to clarify the standard, the terms, and I said, okay, fair enough, all right. So I said, if a prophet comes with prophecies or miracles, he said, okay, now you have to be even more specific. Show me.
You and I have a discussion.
Show me.
Be fair.
Stop.
Believe me, you know my answer.
So then I asked. I'm clarifying. I'm not saying nothing wrong.
So then
you've been more clear. You said, be more specific. You said, what do miracles define miracles and prophecies? It's not, you didn't just want me to say miracles and prophecies, you said define it. I then defined according to me, and I even used texts like Acts 2 and also Deuteronomy 18 to say this is what, according to what a prophecy is.
And I explained how do you get to a prophecy?
And then you said, and then the miracles, I not only explained it to you, but also gave you examples of miracles. For example, raising people from the dead, healing blind, and so on and so forth. Okay? And I've said to you, right, I've given you scriptures, I've given you explanations, I've given you hermeneutics, exegesis.
Yeah,
then you've gone over to David.
Then you've gone over to David, okay?
And you said, all right, David falls the category of prophecy, prophets. I said, okay, I agree with you. Okay,
no,
I was
you were wrong.
I was wrong, and I admitted, and I put my hands up.
Yeah, okay.
I was wrong.
No.
Okay, God is wrong. Hey,
no,
flashing
not,
lights.
We're not celebrating.
Okay,
but he is.
No, so what I'm saying to you, fair. Okay, so. Okay, David falls the category, yeah? Right, you said you can prove miracles, you can prove prophecies. Yes, fantastic, you can prove it with David, but why can you not prove it with Muhammad?
10 seconds.
Why can you not prove it with Muhammad?
5 seconds left.
Prove it with David, you prove it with Moses, you prove it with Jesus, prove it with Muhammad.
Stop.
Right. Stop. I want to prove it.
Some minutes.
My time now. You can't interrupt me.
I won't. I won't. I won't.
You cannot interrupt me.
I won't interrupt you.
You cannot interrupt me.
Stick to the subject.
No, no. No, no. No, no.
You know what?
No,
he's not going to talk about the subject.
No, no,
his time. I'm going to walk off.
No, no. I am talking about the subject. Okay. Okay. It's my time. It's my
time.
You have to be patient.
One, two, three.
Okay. Now, Godwin said that that prophecy in Isaiah 53 specific. And then he had to explain why it's specific. Even to explain why it's specific, he had to explain it, right? So we do the same standard. Now we apply the same standard Godwin applied on Jesus and that prophecy. In the book of Isaiah, same book, chapter 29, verse 12, we have a verse. It states, when the book is given to the one who is not learned, and it is said to him, read, he will say, I am not learned. And when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was in the cave of Hira, he received a man, an angel in the shape of man, and he came and he said, Iqra, read. And Muhammad said, Ma ana biqari'in, I am not learned. This is what you call specific. Okay? Now watch him reject this prophecy and say, no, this is not Muhammad. And amazingly, this incident never happened anywhere else in the entire history of humanity. No other man can be thought of when we discuss this prophecy. So even though Isaiah 53 is vague, he thinks it's specific. And even though this one I just quoted from Isaiah 29:12 is specific, he will say it doesn't apply to Muhammad. It is something else. Okay? So it is very clear that these people are completely inconsistent when it comes to their standard of prophethood. They apply one standard to Jesus, and when it comes to Muhammad, they completely divorce all those standards. They throw them in the sea. They don't want to talk about them. That's why I'm trying to dissect his definitions. I'm trying to understand what does he mean by prophecy, and what is the difference between prediction and prophecy. It's a very important question. Before we start talking about prophethood, we need to understand what it constitutes, and what it constitutes. According to Godwin, it constitutes of two things. One is prophecy, the other one is miracle. And we're trying to understand what is a miracle and a prophecy. And he simply cannot explain what these two things are, because he's still struggling.
Stop.
Okay.